2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 10 through 12. He who supplies the seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in everything for all liberality, which through us is producing thanksgiving to God. For the ministry of this service is not only fully supplying the needs of the saints, but it is also overflowing through many thanksgivings to God. Top 10 reasons believers should give an offering. Number 9, to be a good steward. Coram Deo means before the face of God. In the 16th century, Christians used this Latin phrase to remind themselves of how they should live for Christ. Even now, the phrase captures an eternal truth that reminds us that our daily walk of faith is made before the face of God. Our daily walk of faith can be illustrated by the scriptural emphasis on stewardship. Stewardship is a multidimensional term. It is not just about the money. A good steward manages all of their tangible and intangible gifts for God as if it's the last thing they'll do. For whether they are a good steward or not, it will be the last thing that they will do before reaching the seat of judgment. Typically, church folks scatter or tune out when they hear the pastor start to talk about stewardship or evangelism. Both concepts require a degree of accountability and responsibility that ruins the vibe of anyone with self-righteous blood cruising through their bodies. After all, why subject yourself to something that might make you feel guilty for what you've already decided that you want to do? The biblical doctrine of stewardship defines man's relationship to God. He is the creator of all things. We are the managers of what he has provided. He has entrusted each of us with tangible and intangible gifts that are meant to benefit more than just ourselves. Our stewardship reveals the depth and breadth of our faith. In fact, a good steward can reach out and motivate others to join them to fulfill God's plans. In heaven, we don't automatically receive the good steward badge because we joined the pledge drive at church. As I've said earlier, stewardship is multidimensional. Giving of our time, talent, and treasure round out the stewardship zone that we manage. Stewardship of time. Since it is a limited resource, our time should be spent wisely. In Ephesians 5:15 through 16, Paul notes that we should be wise, making the most of our time. In short, don't waste time. Spend time for him and with him. Stewardship of talent. You are gifted. You hear me? God grants spiritual gifts as well as natural gifts to each of us. The spiritual gifts have God's DNA embedded and are the result of the power of the Holy Spirit. Natural gifts or talents are byproducts of our genetic DNA from our parents or from training. They include our appearance, our strength, our height, etc. Both our spiritual and natural gifts were granted to be used for the glory of God. Stewardship of treasure. Money, money, money. In its simplest form, the stewardship of treasure is how a believer manages the money that God has allowed them to accumulate. Money will serve us as we use it to serve God and others. The way we handle money is a barometer of our faith in God. Be faithful by submitting to the wisdom from above. Follow the words of Paul in Colossians 3 and 23 and 24 and work with all your heart with all that you have been provided. You know, when held to the light of God's word, the stewardship of our time, talent, and treasure act as a prism that reflects our Coram Deo service. Strive to be a good and faithful servant. Questions. 1. Discover. A. Is it possible that God can expect too much from us? After all, we're only human. B. What are your spiritual gifts? In fact, what are your natural gifts? Write them down and share them with a prayer partner. 2. Develop. How do you use your spiritual gifts to glorify God? B. How do you use your natural gifts to glorify God? And C, how do you grade your stewardship level? Can it be improved? If so, how would you accomplish this? 3, demonstrate. A, how would your prayer partner or spouse characterize your stewardship rating? B, what can you apply this week from this devotional to improve your stewardship? This is Brother Raymond Johnson. For a copy of this devotional, please visit my blog at 3dbeliever.com or send an email to raymond@3dbeliever.com. Become a 3D believer today.